accession number 173.
Wing Commander Metcalf.
Mining town, close to Bishop Auckland, where I went to school.
What kind of schooling did you have?
Of course, we had to go 3 miles away, but still it was that. And I was there till I was 18.
In Durham?
In Leeds. But I think like most young men, I'd realized that be better prepared than I was already.
Where did you learn to fly?
At Brough. Brough is initially, a thing like a tiger moth, it was called a black. At that time were Hawker Harts and Hawker Hinds. Be very, very quick to get us further trained, but it took ages and ages before we were. Yes, oh yes, indeed, indeed.
What impression did that make on you?
That I'd been right to get. Not that I was by any means properly trained at that time, but I'd made a start. Sure, it was going to happen.
What then happened to you?
To Hastings to do some square bashing, but chose to start flying twin engine aircraft. Posted having completed a course there, down to it did about 250 miles an hour, we reckon, going downhill, but still.
Which operational squadron did you go on?
The three of us, the crew of three, to report to the adjutant, and he told us that the squadron was out on a raid to Aalborg in Denmark, of 12 Blenheims in a formation, and to meet him down at the tarmac to greet them coming back. That particular raid, yes, it was. They were attacking an aerodrome, I think. I think I was supposed to attack an oil refinery at Gelsenkirchen in Germany. Fly in day, penetrating into Germany, and get back. Excited. You don't, the one thing you're sure about is it isn't going to happen to you. And barges in the channel ports. We're attacking day and night the barges. Again, the casualties were enormous, but we
describe how the attacks were carried out?
At low level, that's as low as you could get. £50 each. When you saw your target clearly enough, you going past the town in question and coming back from the continent towards event. So we also at that time were attacking Germany. The command recognized that the losses were really too severe. We couldn't go on like that. No chance, really no chance. They were faster. They had 8 guns to our 1. and before they saw me, and getting down to the deck and coming home. But it was an impossible. Part in stopping the barges. We certainly destroyed a number. No sooner did we cross the coastline than the fighters set about us. Or 5 miles away.
Where is Watton?
It's in North. Care and maintenance.
Did you feel confident about conducting operations?
Had a reasonable chance of finding where I was, though of course and the weather was dreadful. It really was quite awful and wicked. The navigator sat there with his pen and pencil on his map, drew the tracks, and told
right. Do you remember who your own navigator was?
Oh, yes. But the gunner, Sid,
where did you conduct your raids to on the night attacks?
Very large railway yard, of concentration of railways. When I was posted from Scotland to Upwood to start flying twins, then you found a name I still can't remember. I'd known in Hull, and when we saw each other, of course, we got together. He was the wireless operator gunners.
Did pilots develop an affection for?
Slower but carried more bombs. There was a Hamden, which need, and that was what there was. We were mercifully well equipped, or relatively well equipped, with fighter aircraft, which of course was the first thing that had to happen when in 1937 or 8, when the government saw the things were going wrong. And the Spitfire and the Hurricane saved our bacon on the fighter front. But we hadn't at that time got any worthwhile bomber, really.
Through your memories of it in detail, please?
Well, there weren't many of us set out. I think it was only our squadron that were called upon. I'm not entirely sure about that. But it was a filthy night. Ham is deep in the Ruhr. We bombed up and set off. But in those days, each crew found his own way to the target. There was no business of guidance, no navigational aids. I don't think I saw the ground from the minute we took off, because it was deep in cloud, raining very hard. Soon we got I went on hunting and hunting and hunting for a target. I got to the Rhine and could struggling around with my navigator. Eventually, some anti-aircraft couldn't get back home. We flew home, of course. November the 11th, 1940 was the day, which I shall always remember. The navigator pulled me out of the seat. Actually, the Blenheim was supposed not and into the dinghy. Were eventually picked up by the destroyer Vega, who things like that, and certainly there was a hell of a noise, and we'd hit a mine. It wasn't mine. And then into Ipswich Hospital, and finally into a hospital at St Albans. No, we landed in the sea, so there's no fire. But I was looked after by a one.
Use in plastic surgery then?
Well, I don't think I can my nose has been pushed into my skull, and I and a lot of broken bones. Well, they couldn't do much about it.
Heard of Archibald Mackinder?
Well, Mackinder, and I think it's now, Mr. Molam died, oh, they weren't very helpful, but eventually they gave me an address in never reached him, and he died anyway, but I was writing to his wife, of course. A.M., yes. Or it could be E.M., I'm not sure.
And that was East Grinstead, I think.
Yes, right. That's right.
But you didn't know anything about all that at the time?
Nothing at all, no. They, just extraordinarily, we were, when St. Albans from Ipswich, they did emergency treatment at HMS Ganges in Ipswich. So I was being looked after by Bart's Hospital surgeons in
So it was really Bart's Hospital,
yes,
that you were under.
That's right.
But they'd been removed to St. Albans.
The last day of November, something like that. We arrived there. Wonderful to us. I mean, nothing was spared. I guess there were about 20 of us there, and we helped each other, and just well, now, no, wait a minute, the guinea pig club, no, the caterpillar club with the parachutists.
The guinea pigs were the people who had had the plastic surgery.
That's right.
At East Grinstead.
That's right. I think I came out of hospital, I think, in about middle of April, something of that kind.
This, of course, is April 1941 you're talking about. Was there any mental trauma, as far as you were concerned, to get over?
Well, after such a long time in hospital, of course, which included a period of blindness right at the beginning, mustn't leave. After a certain number of medical examinations, they gave me a category called A4. So then I set out on a new course. I started to learn about flying control and became a flying controller in those days. And so it was quite exciting and interesting to do at a RAF station called Wattisham. And also I did a bit of instructing in beam flying. That was a Lorentz beam, I think it's called a Bailey beam as well, used for landing in bad weather at your own aerodrome. So that was subsequently proved to be quite useful, of course.
And then?
I'd been pretty successful at flying control in building up new ideas and new methods, and I was posted to be the group flying control officer at two group headquarters in Huntingdon, I think it was. Not more than a month anyway, when suddenly I was posted off about a new device, navigational and bombing device, called Oboe, about which I knew absolutely nothing. There were five of us arrived, and we met some wonderful people. I'll tell you, a man called Reeves, who telecommunications receiver. Jones, who worked with him much more in a development and operational way, a man called John Hooper, and quite a lot of people working on electronic systems. And they started to talk to us about a device for bombing, which meant we could bomb from high level at night, hit the target within 150 yards, 200 yards. We thought we'd got into cloud cuckoo land. We really, you know, thought we took all this with a pinch of salt. There, as people who had experience of flying, and who could learn the techniques, and eventually man the ground stations that were going. And that's what we set about doing.
Were you converted to the efficacy
needed? That was sure. Some real navigational aid called G had come into Germany. It was jammed, but as a device for fire setting you off to start with and bringing you home, letting you know where you were coming. So we knew about